One, two, one. You want to test that? You can say anything you want.
I'm going to do what you just did then. One, two, one.
Good deal. I always do that. I don't know why. I'm capable of saying testing. Well, good deal. We'll get started here. Anything that goes wrong or anything like that, it can all be edited, so no big deal.
Perfect. So,
well, thank you for tuning in to Community Spotlight. I'm Stephen Harmeyer. This week we're joined by Jennifer Chandler, Director of Scholarships at IUPUC. We'll be discussing a variety of topics, including financial aid, the Bartholomew County Financial Literacy... Financial aid, the Bartholomew County Financial Literacy Coalition, as well as FAFSA help sessions and more. Jennifer, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well. Thank you for having me in.
Well, starting off, tell us about your role with IUPUC.
Yeah, I have been with IUPUC about 10 years. My title is Director of Scholarships. I've worked with financial aid and scholarships. For 10 years. I also work with financial literacy and you know, multiple areas.
Certainly probably a busy time of year for you right now.
Yes, right now is a very busy time of year. I'm here today to talk about a couple of different events that we've got going on. Stephen, I'm wearing a couple of different hats today. I'm here representing the Bartholomew County Financial Literacy Coalition, as well as the Indiana Student Financial Aid Association. We have a couple of free FAFSA. FAFSA stands for Free Application for Federal Student Aid. We have free FAFSA help sessions, free application for federal student aid. Individuals can come to these sessions. They can bring their tax returns. If a student is living at home and they're going to require parents' information, they can bring their parents. If they have not filed tax returns, they can also bring their W-2s. They can bring their last pay stub of the year. They can bring those to these sessions. These sessions are made so that the students can get help with some free assistance in regards to financial aid.
And once again, we're joined by Jennifer Chandler, Director of Scholarships at IUPUC. Jennifer, tell us, for those that may not know in the community, describe FAFSA. What is available through the federal government?
Okay. The FAFSA, again, stands for Free Application for Federal Student Aid. It is a free application. So if you're at a website they're trying to charge you, you are at the wrong website. So the FAFSA is an application that individuals that want to go for higher education, they would go online, fill out this application, and this is the application to receive financial aid. It does consist of student loans. All schools are direct lending schools. Department of Education offers student loans to all students that fill out a FAFSA. But it also is an application to see if you're eligible for any grant assistance as well. So you have the federal Pell Grant, which is money that you do not have to repay. Also, there are some state grants, 21st Century Scholar Program, which you would have had to have signed up in 6th or 7th grade. But also, even if you are not a 21st Century Scholar, you can also see if you would be eligible for the Frank O'Bannon Grant. So again, it's not just to receive student loans. Everybody that fills one out is offered a student loan. They do not have to accept it. You can decline or reduce it. But it is the application to also, you know, see if you're eligible for grants. So everybody should be filling out a FAFSA, even if they don't want to take out the student loans. Some scholarships require it to determine financial need. But also, unfortunately, sometimes things change in people's situations. So if there's a loss of income, or I use an example of a car breaks down when you're in school, and all of a sudden you're in a need for, you know, a little bit of a loan to get you through that time, then you already have one on file. You can contact the financial aid office and you can have those loans, you know, help you with, because it's not just for tuition and fees. You can use this financial assistance to help you with housing and transportation and expenses that are associated with schooling, buying a computer. So there's multiple reasons why students would need financial aid assistance.
And real quickly, just another question I have on FAFSA. How important is that March 10th and December 10th dates?
The March 10th is by far the most important date. The FAFSA that just became available, that would start in August of 2016, that FAFSA became available on January 1st. So students can fill those out right now. March 10th is by far the most important date. Everybody should be filling it out before hitting submit by March 10th. 21st Century Scholars, no exceptions. They have to hit submit before March 10th. But even if you're not hitting submit by March 10th, you'll also see if you're eligible for any other state grants. So you'll see if you're eligible for the most amount of financial aid possible if you hit submit by March 10th. Another thing to note is that you do not have to have your taxes completed in order to fill out a FAFSA. So if you are a late tax filer, then you can still hit submit before March 10th. You can use, there's a question on the FAFSA that says, I have filed, I will file, or I don't file. You just put on there that you will file. And then you just put estimated information. You can use last year's tax returns. You can use your pay stubs. You can use your W-2s. But you can still hit submit by the March 10th deadline, and then you have until May 15th to do corrections. So if you're an April 15th tax filer, hit submit today, and then you can go back on whenever you file on April 15th. Try not to wait too long, but by April 15th, and then you have until May 15th to make the correction. So you can still file without your tax returns being done.
That's very interesting. I did not know that part about the taxes. I'm once again joined by Jennifer Chandler, Director of Scholarships at IUPUC. Tell us about this College Goal Sunday.
So College Goal Sunday is actually held at 42 different locations across Indiana. But here in Columbus, we have a spot. It's at the Columbus Learning Center. It's at the building located between IUPUC and Ivy Tech. This is open to everybody. Any student that is thinking about going to college, high school students, returning students, it doesn't matter if you're 18 or 80. If you're wanting to go to school, you can come to the Columbus Learning Center. The date is on February 21st. The event is at 2:00. We'll have volunteers on campus to direct individuals to where they need to go. But you'll come in, you'll go to a computer lab. There's financial aid assistants that are there to help answer questions. This is a free event. So there's no payments. You'd come. The FAFSA is not a difficult application to submit, but there is a lot of individuals that get nervous about what they're putting on there. So even if you want to come in and you don't need to ask any questions at all, we're available if you need us, but we're there for support if you don't. So you can come, fill out your FAFSA, and know that it's done correctly.
And one thing that I wasn't... When I hear College Goal Sunday, I was thinking high schoolers coming out. So this is even possibly for an adult that's not really sure if they're even going back to school yet, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, yes, there's no age restrictions to this date at all.
And I'm once again, we're joined by Jennifer Chandler, Director of Scholarships at IUPUC. As far as I'm aware, you also have some FAFSA help sessions.
Yes, the Bartholomew County Financial Literacy Coalition, about a year and a half ago, we made it a goal in the coalition that we were going to try to increase the amount of FAFSAs completed by high school students in Bartholomew County. So we, every year, we do financial aid nights at all three high schools, at Columbus North, East, and at Hauser. We do financial aid nights, and this year we have FAFSA help nights, and I'll go ahead and give you the dates now. At Hauser would be our first one coming up. It's on February 9th. Actually, on Hauser, we had a financial aid information night that was canceled due to snow. So I will also be doing a presentation on that at that event if individuals wanted to come and hear about financial aid as well as completing a FAFSA. But Hauser, February 9th, starts at 5:30. It'll be located in the library. We'll have some volunteers to direct traffic. Columbus East is the next one on February 16th. Again, that starts at 5:30. It is located in the library. Again, we will have individuals at the entrances to direct traffic. And then Columbus North is on February 18th at 5:30. This is located in room 1004B, which is next to the library. But again, the high schools have all been fantastic. You do not have to be attending the high school that you have the FAFSA help. So if you're a East student and you can't make it on the 16th, you want to come on the 18th, you can go to Columbus North to have those filled out. So you do not have to be a student at the high school that you come to have the FAFSA help.
And you may have mentioned it. What are, have you done, taken part in these FAFSA help sessions?
Yes,
before?
Last year was the first time that we did the coalition with the high schools. The College Girl Sunday, we had our 75th anniversary a year or two ago. Indiana is actually the first state that started the College Girl Sunday. So that's kind of a little fun fact for you today. But Indiana started the College Girl Sunday. So that's been going on for several years. But last year was the first year that we went to the high schools to have more We Come to You assistance. And so I'm excited. Last year we had some snow, so hopefully the weather won't be a factor this year. But the coalition has made it a goal to have over 600 FAFSAs completed in the county. Last year, we had 555. So hopefully it's a realistic goal. But like I said, we all have one mission. That is to get students the financial assistance that they need to go to college. So it's one less burden for them whenever they make the leap. They go to college.
That's a tremendous asset for those students as well. Because I remember the first time I tried to do the FAFSA when I was much younger. It's intimidating and confusing, but it's not that bad once you get a little older, is it? Or once you kind of get in the mode knowing what you're doing.
Once you get used to it, I'm with you. The first time I filled out the FAFSA, and I had a friend, and she was like, we have to fill this form out, and we have to do it by this date. And I was like, I have no idea what you're talking about, which, you know, now, you know, working with financial aid for 10 years, you know, I can now provide that assistance. But it also gives you a perspective of, you know, people don't know what they don't know. And so, you know, we are here to help guide them. And I also want to say that if somebody's listening to this radio spot, they have any other questions about financial aid, about these days, anything like that, they can email me just to make it easy. Email address, they can email financialaid@iupuc.edu, and I'll be more than happy to help. Again, they don't have to be an IUPUC student. Anybody is welcome to email me. We help any and everybody. Like I said, we have a common goal to make sure that everybody understands financial aid, and I can do my best if somebody's going to a different college to help provide information. But like I said, we all have a common goal.
And one last thing on the FAFSA, or at least, and you feel free to expand. The FAFSA, whether you're going to IUPUC in the fall or you're going to Arizona State, it's all
the same. Absolutely. So yes, if you're thank you for bringing that up. If you're going to a college locally, please come. If you're going to a college anywhere in the state, anywhere in the country, still come. Again, this is not limited to any specific college, any specific high school. This is anybody and everybody.
Good deal. And once again, that first event comes up February 9th. And you can learn more on our website as well as emailing Jennifer@financialaid@iupuc.edu. I'd like to hear a little bit more about the Bartholomew County Financial Literacy Coalition.
Yes, the coalition is actually, it's a wonderful group of individuals. We get together. There's some individuals that get together monthly, some that get together quarterly. They have multiple, trying to think of the word to use here. They have multiple goals that they're trying to achieve within the community. I am with the FAFSA subcommittee, but they also have financial coaching. It's just they have individuals that are part of this coalition that are, you know, from banks and from universities and, you know, from local organizations. It's just, it really is a great group of individuals. It's one of those things that, you know, if I don't know the answer, somebody in this organization does. I've been a part of it for several years. But if anybody is interested in financial literacy and how to have outreach in the community. In April is Financial Literacy Month. We have a week that's called Money Smart Week. We do a lot of activities during that week for individuals to bring awareness. Also, the coalition is now over the Reality Store, which is always a huge hit with the eighth graders. And so it's really got a lot of great initiatives, a lot of goals. It's, like I said, a great group of individuals to be a part of. If they are interested, if anybody out there listening is interested in being a part of it, they can contact Joy King at United Way. It is a good place. And again, if they want to email me, I'll be more than happy to get them in touch with the coalition members.
Once again, Jennifer Chandler, Director of Scholarships at IUPUC. I certainly appreciate your time today. Thank you.
Yeah, and I appreciate you having me come in. I appreciate you letting me talk about these initiatives and these outreach opportunities that we have in our community. And again, these are available to any and everybody that's thinking about going to college. Like I said, I get very excited about these things. I like talking about it. I like educating individuals on it. And so if anybody has any questions, again, they are more than welcome to email me, call over at IUPUC, talk to me, and I'll be more than happy to help answer any questions.
Jennifer Chandler with IUPUC. That email is financialaid@iupuc.edu. Thank you, Jennifer.
Thank you.